You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show on a Wednesday morning, a few minutes after 7. Happy you're in here with us. I got Kim St. Ange, Ethan Bright in studio, and we'll have Susan Thomas joining us with the latest on traffic coming up here in a minute. If you hadn't heard, the overnight a wrong-way driver hit an IDOT truck and caused some traffic problems over in the Metro East. Sue will be having the latest on that for you coming up here shortly. So hopefully no big problems out there this morning. Some big stuff going on, though, of course, with this RECA act that was included in the big, beautiful bill. I don't know if you saw that or not, but basically people who were exposed to radiation in Coldwater Creek and other areas as a result of uranium stuff, the waste that was left over after the wars, right, after the Cold War and after World War II, being dumped and not cleaned up and people getting sick. Finally, they're going to potentially get some compensation for that. I don't know how long that'll take, but we're going to talk to Kim Thone-Vizentine. She's one of the organizers of a group that I first encountered many years ago, probably 15 years ago, 16 years ago, when they first started their fight to get some attention to this matter. And we're going to get her on here at 7:35. Be sure and stay tuned for that. We're going to get to all that for you coming up in just a couple of minutes here. Right now, though, I want to get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
The administration has brought deliberately chaos in a situation, chaos and fear, because people around the city now are afraid to go to work.
Yeah, that's the Karen Largemouth Bass, the mayor out in L.A., who is very angry that ICE agents would dare to enforce immigration laws within the bounds of her city, which she apparently does not think is part of the United States anymore.
And you see people like not just Tucker Carlson and not just Alex Jones, and they were marching lockstep at the beginning of this administration. They're not anymore.
No, Claire McCaskill wants you to believe that because of some disagreements with Tucker Carlson and others over what happened in Iran, that the MAGA movement is disintegrating before your eyes, said no one ever.
New security measures at Metrolink stations. Last year, Metro Transit started installing these turnstiles at 11 stations. They added more security on trains as well as surveillance cameras. And the upgrades are helping buy state development's bottom line.
Yeah, Channel 4, they're reporting on new stats out from Metro claiming that thanks to their security, crime is down and ridership is way up.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep?
That was President Trump yesterday in his big cabinet meeting when one of the reporters dared to ask about the Jeffrey Epstein situation. We talked about this in the 5 a.m. hour this morning. If you're just joining us, so I wanted to address this again because I think they're misjudging the amount of concern over this on behalf of people. And at the risk of saying, well, Claire McCaskill thinks everybody in MAGA now hates Donald Trump, nothing could be further from the truth. But this is an issue that was part of the campaign. It was part of a lot of discussion by Kash Patel and Dan Bongino, just to name a few. And we really kind of thought, I say we, people who supported Trump and supported those two in their positions, that we might get some answers to all of this. But President Trump was a little put out that in light of everything else that's going on, that was one of the questions yesterday.
That is unbelievable. Do you want to waste the time and do you feel like answering?
I don't mind answering.
I mean, I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this where we're having some of the greatest success and also tragedy.
Yeah, well, I can. And I'm not so sure that, I mean, I've obviously not in Donald Trump's ear. I can't tell him what to say or what not to say. Lord knows. But it is legitimate after, now maybe not, maybe Donald Trump is not one of the ones that promised that. I mean, I can go back and search through my, Trump bites through the campaign.
I thought he did.
Was he one of the ones claiming we're going to tell you what happened to Jeffrey Epstein?
I thought it was JFK, Epstein, and who else did
RFK.
He? And
you did it too.
I did?
You said JFK.
No, I thought
you mean
he
the JFK files.
Right, the JFK files.
I thought
files.
You were talking about Robert F.
No, no, no. So he said he would release, if he were elected president, he'd release the JFK files, he'd release the Epstein files, and then I thought there was one other one.
MLK, I think.
Was it?
Was
okay.
It? Yeah.
I thought it was a trio. This is not a good look for him. The way you described it in the 5 o'clock hour, I think was spot on. It was a swing and a miss. I just don't think that Trump is realizing that a lot of his supporters want answers to these questions. The fact that there's, what is it, like a minute missing from the security footage that released is weird. Pam Bondi is dodging questions about this. I said this is incriminating on Trump. I'm not necessarily suggesting that Trump himself was part of this, but there may be somebody who has close ties to Trump that for whatever reason he doesn't want to disclose the information. It's not
How
a good
could,
look.
But there have to be dozens of people, and I'm saying that conservatively, who are on videotapes that were recovered from Epstein Island. Now, one way you could cover this is to say, well, the only videos that prosecutors collected contained child porn, and that's what they were going to go after him on. But he had security video and apparently blackmail tapes at several locations. What happened to those tapes? Where are they? Where are those tapes with videos of whoever the Hollywood star might have been or the major politician in a bathing suit on Epstein Island with their arm wrapped around a 15-year-old girl? Where are those tapes? You know they exist. And if they're not being released, there has to be a reason for it. Now, here's Pam Bondi. When Donald Trump got done saying what he had to say about this yesterday, Bondi said, yeah, I'll answer that. And this was her answer, which, again, falls way short on a lot of fronts.
Sure. First, to back up on that, in February, I did an interview on Fox, and it's been getting a lot of attention because I said I was asked a question about the client list, and my response was, it's sitting on my desk to be reviewed, meaning the file along with the JFK, MLK files as well. That's what I meant by that. Also, to the tens of thousands of video, they turned out to be child porn downloaded by that disgusting Jeffrey Epstein. Child porn is what they were. Never going to be released, never going to see the light of day. To him being an agent, I have no knowledge about that. We can get back to you on that. And the minute missing from the video, we released the video showing definitively the video was not conclusive, but the evidence prior to it was showing he committed suicide. And what was on that, there was a minute that was off the counter. And what we learned from Bureau of Prisons was every year, every night, they redo that video. It's old, from like 1999. So every night the video is reset, and every night should have the same minute missing. So we're looking for that video to release that as well, showing that a minute is missing every night.
So Megan, so Megyn Kelly pointed out, so the people in the Bureau of Prisons have known since 1996 that they have 1 minute at the top of every hour to do whatever the hell they want. And it's not
this gonna, is it, boys. Let's
not,
go.
It's not going to be on
this
video.
This is our minute.
I'm not saying that's what happened, but Megyn pointed out how ridiculous that statement is, that they've been using the same video system since 1996, and every night at midnight, for one full minute, you get a freebie. I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
Did you see the video I sent you on X? I private messaged you this message, and it was saying the lost 1 minute of Epstein footage has been recovered, and it's Hillary Clinton
it's Hillary going into the door.
Funny.
I did see that. I saw that.
Well, her hubby might know something, maybe not in the jail cell, but I think Bill Clinton had something to do with it.
Debbie on the Facebook feed, thanks for being too hard on
the president. It's not. He's not saying that he thinks this is just an inappropriate time. He's using that as an excuse.
To not address it.
I get it that this is tough right now, and our focus primarily needs to be on what's going on in Texas.
Yeah, and I think
doesn't mean that you can't ask another question about a really big story. And the fact that he's had a lot of successes, we're celebrating those. Trump has been, in my opinion, and I know yours, a phenomenal president over the last, 5.5 months?
Yes.
That doesn't negate all of it. It's okay to not agree with every single thing Trump does. It's okay to think that he had one little misstep.
Somebody in his administration did in this case, for sure, in my opinion. All right, coming up, we'll get to Genevieve Wood. Something major just happened from the NEA conference that's been going on where they set their policies for the coming year. We're going to talk about that and other things with our friend Genevieve Wood from Heritage when we come back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Back.
So America's largest teachers union voting to cut ties with the Anti-Defamation League over its ties to Israel
For four decades, the ADL has provided public schools material about the Holocaust and anti-Semitism, but moving forward, the NEA says it will not use them. At the vote last week, one NEA delegate saying, quote, allowing the ADL to determine what constitutes anti-Semitism would be like allowing the fossil fuel industry to determine what constitutes climate change.
The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas.
Genevieve Wood with us this morning, senior advisor at the Heritage Foundation. Genevieve, when I heard this story this morning, it's almost like it's a Babylon Bee article. Like the NEA does not want the ADL to teach on the Holocaust because they're associated with Israel.
Every time you think something can't get crazier, it gets crazier. And the National Education Association, which, by the way, is the largest union in the country, right? They've got 3 million members.
Yes.
And think about it. If your child goes to a public school, there's a good chance their teacher is a member of this union, because in many cases, they're forced to be members of these unions. And they're fed this kind of nonsense. And their fees go to promote this kind of nonsense. So, I mean, the Anti-Defamation League, yes, they are out there trying to stop anti-Semitism. They tend to be pro-Israel, but no one would ever call them a right-wing group or even a conservative group, right? The reality is the left has been so overtaken with this anti-Israel and, frankly, anti-Semitic nonsense that you're now seeing it pop up in even major unions like the NEA.
Well, Randy Weingarten stepped away from the NEA. I think she's stepped down. This is the new president of the NEA at the conference last year. Cover your ears so they don't bleed, please.
Depending on us, rise up, NEA, hold on, don't let go of anyone's hand.
I think there are no words. I think they're insane.
That.
They've gone insane.
That's who you want in charge of education in the country, right there. That's are your who ears you want teaching your children?
Are your ears bleeding, Genevieve? I saw some article on the Daily Signal that said 83% of Jewish students face campus hate, and you have to wonder how much longer. Like when you talk about these colleges, because I know what's going on at all levels, but specifically we've seen it playing out on the college level. And how much more of this will these colleges allow? And how much will they tolerate before these leaders are held accountable?
That's, Kim, you're exactly right. And the reality is, it's not just Harvard. It's not just Columbia.
Right.
It's not just the kind of Ivy League schools that get all the attention. If you got 83% of Jewish students, that's colleges all over the country. And that article you're talking about was actually written by an intern at the Heritage Foundation, who's one of those students. He's got firsthand knowledge of it. I think he went to Kenyon College. And it's rising as a movement, this, you know, anti-Israel, but really it's anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic movement is what it is. It's horrible. And it's not just going to stay on crazy college campuses, because many of the people running those are the same people that are at the National Education Association and are plugged into our education system K-12 across the country. And so it's alarming. It's extremely alarming. But, you know, I'm glad they called themselves out. I'm glad that they're showing their true colors, but we need to pay attention to it.
Yeah, it's very true. So Yale Shavelson, I hope I'm not murdering the name there, is the student that wrote the article. And I just want to read just two paragraphs out of it. During my last year at Kenyon College, my roommates, all members of Students for Justice in Palestine, called a meeting. There, I sat for an hour stunned as they hurled baseless accusations at me. When I couldn't stop the tears, I said, I'm sorry, I have to go now. No apologies came, only cold stares from my housemates, one even smiling as I desperately blinked back tears. I mean, I can't imagine being stuck in a situation like that. And if you remove that name, Students for Justice in Palestine, to Students for White Justice, and this was a black student being subjected to this, then it would have made national headlines.
And he goes on to tell the story, too, that, you know, he ended up in what they called emergency housing. These roommates never apologized. And apparently the school never did anything about it.
No.
I mean, that's how are they, these other students allowed to treat another student like that? As and you know, he also makes the point, you know, it was not like he's the leader of some, you know, Jews at Kenyon College group. Not that that would be a bad thing, but right. It was like he's an outspoken kid on the campus about it. But the fact that they knew he was Jewish, they were determined to intimidate him and make him feel scared in his own dorm room and on campus, and the college really did nothing to come alongside him and make a difference. And we just see that happening again and again, and every time it's allowed to happen, it encourages more behavior like that.
Yeah. I've got about a minute and a half left here, but I do need to get your opinion on Elon Musk forming a third party. It legit?
Well, I mean, he's legit, and he's got a lot of money, so it makes the attempt, I guess you could say, legit. Mm-hmm. But we've seen this story before. I don't see how it's successful for Elon, and I certainly don't see how it's successful for America, because more than, you know, he's not 100% aligned with, say, the Republican Party, but he's certainly more in line with it than he is the Democrats. So any votes he's going to take away are likely going to be votes he would take away from Republicans. And that could matter in 2026, the upcoming midterm.
Yeah.
It could certainly matter in the next presidential election. But there's really, you have to search really long and hard in American history to find a third party that was successful. You're far, far better off changing the party you already identify with, trying to make inroads and positive change there than you are starting your own effort.
I think it's a great point for sure. Genevieve, thank you as always.
Thank you, guys. Have a good Wednesday.
Absolutely. We'll talk again soon. Heritage.org, DailySignal.com. All right. There's an effort to provide compensation for people who were exposed to radiation in St. Louis County and the greater St. Louis area. We'll talk about that coming.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Up. We've been talking a lot about the big, beautiful bill and everything that was in it. And part of it, of course, is making sure people who were exposed to radioactive waste from processed uranium here in the St. Louis area, dating back to the Manhattan Project, might get some compensation for the
untold number of deaths and illnesses caused over the year from that years from that. And back when I was a reporter at Channel 4, I covered this story with a group that had gotten together, called themselves the Coldwater Creek Group, and they wanted to draw attention to these clusters of cancers that were breaking out along this creek in North County. And, of course, Kim Thone Vizentin is with us this morning. She's one of the founders of that group, and I think your friend Janelle was with you at the time as well when I came out in 2011, Kim, and first talked to you about this. Congratulations on finally achieving some success here.
Thanks. It's surreal that we've actually, you know, finally achieved our last goal 15 years later.
Yeah, you know, to tell people who maybe aren't familiar with this RECA Act exactly what it's going to do.
Okay, so this is an existing program that's been around for quite a while. It's called the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act, and it's put out by the Department of Justice. And what this is there are sites all across the United States that our government has actually harmed people with radioactive waste. There's other communities that have been on this for years. The Navajo Code Talkers are part of it. Bikini Atoll has been a part of it. Uranium workers out west have been a part of this. But Missouri has been left off of this bill for many, many years, despite the fact that we processed all of the uranium for the atomic bomb, and it was dropped into Coldwater Creek. So when we found out about this Compensation Act, Janelle and I began to pursue trying to be attached to it many years ago. And so what this bill will do is, if you have a very specific cancer that is related to radiation exposure, you have lived in an area in Missouri that is in one of the areas that has known contamination, whether that be near Weldon Springs or Coldwater Creek or Westlake, there are 20 zip codes. If you lived in an area for 2 years prior to your diagnosis, you have a cancer on the list, you will be eligible for $50,000 in compensation or payment of all of your medical bills.
Wow.
If you're still surviving. If your loved one has passed, you will be eligible for a one-time payout of $25,000.
I thought for some reason I was seeing that you would receive a base payment of $100,000 and then it would be additional reimbursements for any out-of-pocket medical expenses that might not be covered by insurance, which I imagine would potentially be a lot.
It used to be. It was different at one time, and there's different things for different groups. So there's downwind communities that were affected by atmospheric testing. They have a different payout than us.
Okay.
So we're what kind of a quote unquote downstream. We're the first community like ours that's downstream. There's some other areas that they want to add, like Tonawanda, New York. But beyond this, beyond the payment, we realize there's a lot of folks that won't be covered. Autoimmune diseases. There's so many other folks that got left off that, you know, including my own son. A little bit of my backstory is the reason that, you know, Janelle and I started this with several of our friends is we were all sick or our family members were sick. My own son, I grew up in North County, lived there for 27 years, you know, obviously exposed to the creek growing up in it. I moved away and my son was born with a rare radiation linked brain tumor at birth. There's only 50 cases in the U.S. of this brain tumor, and he was born with it. But when he was born, I was living on the hill, so not in a zip code that's affected. So I will not get compensation, but that's okay. That's not why I did this, right?
Right.
But beyond the compensation, just because we're a recognized community, this opens up federal grants for the entire region. So all of these areas that have been affected will now be able to go through the DHSS and apply for federal grants and funding for screening clinics, for health screening clinics, and for health education and awareness. So there's grants up to $300,000 that exist for these communities. And if you know anything, you know, North County's changed a lot over the years. It's, you know, the economics have changed. So these grants feeding back into this community is so important.
Sure.
And yesterday I spent a lot of time speaking with Wesley Bell and Shalonda Webb, and they were beyond excited about the opportunity for these grants for the people in North County to get some more help.
Right. Kim Thone-Vizantine is our guest, and she's been part of this, helped organize the Coldwater Creek Group years ago. You know, I remember, and you pointed this out to me yesterday, I was one of the first TV reporters to do a story on this when you guys formed. And you told me at the time your questions were, how can there be all of these different cancers in one area? All these, it's just strange. And you hit a lot of brick walls over the years. And Republicans and Democrat legislators, some tried to help you, others didn't. Why did it take so long, do you think, for St. Louis to get recognized when all of these other areas were already benefiting from this fund?
I don't know, Mark, and you're right. You were actually the first reporter that believed in us. And it was funny because we were just a group of kids. I say this, we always joke, you know, very Scooby-Doo, like if it wasn't for those meddling kids, right? But we were just a bunch of kids from North County that grew up, and we started noticing we were all sick. And it was like, something's not right. And we tried to talk to folks about it, and they didn't believe us, and we were scattered all across the country. And so when nobody believed us, there were six of us at the time, we took it into our own hands, and we created these maps, these cancer maps and this health survey. And we just started doing the legwork on our own. And you know, some of our members, our original members, have passed away now from cancers that were sick. So they didn't get to see where we are now. They won't get to see this win. But, I think a lot of people, it was right in front of them, hidden in plain sight. But it takes 20 years for these cancers to show up. So by the time people get sick, they've moved away from the area. So it really doesn't look like all these sick people in one spot in North County, you know.
Kim, obviously
it
you want to...
Like, oh, go ahead.
I was sorry to interrupt. I was going to say, obviously, you want to celebrate this win 20 years in the making, but what's next? Where do you go from here? Because obviously, you're saying that some people with these autoimmune diseases are not necessarily included in this.
Well, I mean, we heard Senator Hawley talk yesterday about this, and he was very positive. And he's like, you know, we'll continue to try to add these other areas, right? We talked to a lot of folks about, from the Coldwater Creek Group, we'll continue to educate, but this is really going to become a local fight now, because it's going to have to go to a local level where people start to fill out these forms for the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act. The money is there. So the money has been allocated from the big, beautiful bill, and it's $7 billion, by the way, over the next several years. It's been allocated for all of these people who have been exposed to radiation, right, across the country. And it's incredible.
And in case, Kim, before I run out of time, in case people are listening and they're interested in, or they think they would be eligible to apply for that, what's the best way to do it?
So the Department of Justice has a website. It is called the Department of Justice Radiation Exposure Compensation Act.
Okay.
So you can Google it. They need to go there. The links are going to take about 2 months to get up and running. You do not need a lawyer. What you do need is proof of your disease, proof of your cancer that you had. There's a list of the cancers that's on our website, and then proof that you lived in the area. That can be, if you were a kid, that can be a school record. That can be an immunization record, that can be tax bills, but do your legwork over the next 2 months while we wait for the government to get this site up and running.
Yes.
And get those records together.
See, it's good advice. Kim, congratulations again. And you know, on behalf of my wife grew up in North County, her brother used to play in an offshoot of Coldwater Creek. Thank God he's still okay, to the best of our knowledge. But thanks for all your hard work on this.
Oh, and thank you. And thank you, Mark, for continuing to cover it. And, I mean, thanks for believing in us.
You bet. Absolutely. Kim, thank you.
All right. You guys have a great day.
You too. Thank you very much. Kim Thone Vizantine, who really helped start this fight, she and Janelle and another handful of people that grew up in that area. So good for them.
I feel so bad for all those people who, like she said, passed away before they ever got to see
many of them.
I mean, like she said, it's a big step in the right direction, but there's more work to do.
It was when she showed me those numbers all those years ago, I'm like, this can't be right. And people would just deny when every agency they went to would do, well, you can't prove it. How can you prove it? And they knew they were onto something. So I'm happy for them. What are we talking about in Kim on a Whim?
Well, if you go to church, there is a chance that your pastor may start talking about politics more from the pulpit. And that's because the IRS has come out and said, yes, churches can endorse political candidates and not have to risk losing their 501c3 status, which has kept a lot of pastors quiet. So will this change things?
We'll be back.
Kim on a Whim.
I can't tell you how happy I am to see the news that came out yesterday about the IRS saying, yeah, you go ahead, churches, you can endorse political candidates. Because for so long, pastors have used the excuse of, well, I could lose my 501c3, my tax-exempt status, if I say anything remotely political. Well, what they've done is they've broadened that, and they've then decided that that means they can't talk about things related to abortion. Like the pastors here in Missouri would sit there and say, well, I can't discuss Amendment 3 because that would be political. No, it's biblical. My church said, basically, we don't care if we lose our tax-exempt status because this is a matter of life and death, and that's how important this stuff is to us. In fact, not specifically related to Amendment 3, but my church in Maryland Heights, Grace, they had been investigated by the IRS and cleared very recently in the last number of months because they were mad, some people were mad, that they were discussing candidates for the school board races a couple years ago. Well, we had a couple people who were running from our church, so they were letting the congregation know, like, hey, we have a couple of our church members who are running.
Thank you.
And it's important to support people in those positions who also share our biblical values. So
why shouldn't you be able to do that? Particularly in that case, just that example, if you know, because we've seen this in our local school boards, that a lot of these candidates that are running are just godless progressives, and you know that you have somebody who's a member of your church who's running for that position, why could you not stand up to the masses and say you have an important choice to make on your school board? You can get people that are pro abortion and want your child to go get an abortion without your consent, or you can talk to our member of our congregation who's also running for that position, and you have a choice in the school board election. What's wrong with that? It's a reflection of your values.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. This decision, by the way, comes after a couple of churches, I believe, out of Texas had sued over this.
Yes.
And I think what's important to note here is they're saying bona fide communications internal to a house of worship between the house of worship and its congregation in connection with religious services do neither of these things. Like, they're not in violation of the Johnson Amendment, which would say you can't talk about anything political or you'll lose your 501c3 status. And they say any more than a family discussion concerning candidates. They're basically saying, if these pastors want to talk about different issues, we look at it as if you're educating, you're talking about these important topics with your congregation as if you were sitting around with your family at the dinner table talking about it as well. And I wholeheartedly agree about
that. What about crossing that line with all of those AME churches over the years, like Kamala did?
We're running out of time now. But she did the souls to the polls, and she went around those black churches,
Reverend
in Georgia,
Wright,
to get people out to vote for her.
Joe Biden.
Wrong with that.
No, Reverend Wright, Joe Biden. They've all done it. They've all gone. They go to predominantly black churches and they campaign every year. It's without fail. They do it when they're running for office, and none of that's ever apparently been seriously questioned. All right, coming up, we're going to get our friend Taylor Riggs on here from the Big Money Show. Love getting Taylor on. We'll talk more about the promised tariffs that take place in August and whether or not that's having an impact like it did last time on the market. Back in a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.